Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined for this show by my co-host, Matt Rothschild, host of Wisconsin Forward. You can find his podcast wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We're just engaging a wee bit of great discussion, as I'd like to say, with some of our conservative friends on both the phone and text lines. We had Mike from Muscadet. One of the things that Mike brought up, and listen, I understand people's concerns about a cogent immigration policy. I think the way that Joe Biden went about talking about it, what his policies were, was not good. But I wish Mike wouldn't have hung up. Here's a couple of things. First of all, he made the assertion that government intrudes because it required vaccinations. Well, your kids have to get vaccinated to go to school. We're seeing the results of when that gets eroded with measles outbreaks in Texas. And almost every employer that I'm aware of, and I would challenge someone other than the military, which you pointed out well, appropriately, Matt, had both a religious and a medical exception to vaccine requirements. And if you weren't going to get a vaccine, then accommodations were made for people to work from home or to wear masks and social distancing. It wasn't your job or get the vax. You could, again, you could have a religious or medical exception to that, and they were generally accepted without testing or like probing that assertion by employees. So I really don't think that that's a parallel. And again, Mike also mentioned 13 million alleged illegal people came during the Biden. That number has been shown to be a gross exaggeration. It talks about number of encounters with both Border Patrol and all other law enforcement. So you can imagine that someone is going to have multiple encounters depending on how they're entering the country. It is not a total number of individuals. That's just incredible. And I was trying to get Mike to tell me, is he saying that 300,000 children were abducted? I couldn't even follow what that was, but it certainly sounded like, you know, potentially what might term as a conspiracy theory. Let's get one of our other good friends here on the line, CJ from Stoughton. Does the idea that a law enforcement officer can engage with someone and require them to engage with the law enforcement just based on somebody's race or where that they're in a Home Depot parking lot, any concern about that, CJ?
I hope they do. I'd be happy to say where I'm from and prove it, but the 300,000, God bless you, Mike. Maggie conveniently doesn't do her research because that's from the Customs and Border Patrol. 300,000 unaccompanied juveniles, children have been lost, Maggie, lost. They don't know where they are. Okay? So try to do a little research and not demonize and belittle.
Well, CJ. I will go ahead and look into that number. I'll speak about it tomorrow. I do believe that that is an overcount. Can I respond?
Joe
I let
Biden.
You say what you want. Come on, okay. CJ. Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But what I was trying to ask you was a fundamental question about racial profiling. And it sounded like your answer to that was, that's just fine. Go ahead and do that.
Yep,
can't,
I don't care.
Can't we?
You can, you know what? Joe Biden, Mike's right. He brought this on by campaigning. He stood on the stage and told them to come. Play that tape. He said, please come.
So, CJ, again, I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
He asked,
CJ, can I know you want to talk about Joe Biden. I know you do. What I want to try, and we certainly can. This is not a segment about Joe Biden. I want to ask you two questions. One is, do you think you might have a problem with racial profiling if you were black? And secondly, when we're looking at these issues around immigration, Do you think that we should be having a real policy discussion about a pathway to citizenship, or do you believe that every single person who is here without legal authorization, even if they have lived here for 25 years, have worked hard, have paid taxes, that all of those people should go? Those are my two questions. Might it matter to you if you are black?
For 4 years, Joe Biden averaged 6,000.
Sir, I'm just trying to get you to answer a question. Do you think your feelings about racial profiling might be different if you were black?
You want to make things right. Now all of a sudden you want to make things right.
CJ, I've always wanted to make things right, sir. It's why I'll have this discussion with you on the radio. But I want to ask you a simple question. Do you think you might care about racial profiling if you were black?
Oh man, you guys have to keep racism alive. You know, look.
Okay, and with that, we're going to say goodbye to CJ for the afternoon. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, and all I wanted to say to CJ, and I wish you were in a more conversational mood and not so much in a yelling mood, CJ, because sometimes you are.
How many?
But when you said you're happy to say. When you said you're happy to say who you are and prove it, I mean, that's just not the America I want to live in. We shouldn't be in a country where it's show me your papers. That's not who we're supposed to be here in this country. We're not supposed to be grabbed by the police anytime and have them say, do you have a passport or not, or a federal ID? Otherwise, you're going to be handcuffed. That's not the country we're supposed to be living in, CJ.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll just say this about racism. I don't think that those of us who stand against racial profiling are the ones that are keeping racism alive. Just a thought there. Matt and I will be back, as will every single one of you on the phone line. Stay with us, stay with us. We're gonna get to your calls on the other side. We gotta continue this great discussion. CJ, please drive safely. Sounds like you're in the car, my friend. I'm Maggie Dawn, he's Matt Rothschild. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC.